Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome our many listeners in this country and throughout the world, but also to welcome to the show this week four exciting and talented players of the game who've all got a lot of experience at it. We welcome back that man with such erudite humour, Kit Hesketh Harvey, the one with the engaging humour, Sue Perkins, the one with the offbeat and surreal humour, Tony Hawkes, and someone whose humour is forever evergreen because she's been around and starred in so many things, that is Wendy Richard. Would you please welcome all four of them? Beside me sits Lottie Barker, who's going to help me keep the score, and she will blow her whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Drill Hall Arts Centre in the Bloomsbury area of London, and we have a fine cosmopolitan London audience with us. As we begin the show this week with Wendy Richard, and who better? Wendy, the subject is a nice London subject, the changing of the guard. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
I am ashamed to admit I have never seen The Changing of the Guard, but in real life, anyway.
Sue Perkins' challenge.
Slight hesitation.
There was a hesitation, I'm afraid, yes.
I was just giving it a bit more background.
I know. You had a correct challenge, so you get a point for that, Sue, and you have 54 seconds to tell us something about The Changing of the Guard, starting now.
Why do they have to change the guard? He's doing so well. He stands there for 12 hours. He doesn't say anything, motionless. And then this other guy comes along dressed in exactly the same fashion, and he's given the heave-ho. Where do all the changed guards go? That's what I want to know.
Tony Hawkes, your challenge?
Bed.
Now?
Tony, they might go to bed sometimes to have a rest, but they don't just all go to bed. So technically, in order to give an interpretation to your challenge, I think it would be unfair to give it to you. So Sue has another incorrect challenge, and she has the subject still of changing of the guard, and 40 seconds starting now.
It seems to me like unspeakable torture to have to keep your mouth shut for 12 hours, but that's me for you.
Tony, challenge.
Repetition of 12 hours.
Yes, you made 12 hours before.
Did I?
Yes, you did. Right, Tony, you had a correct challenge. You have 34 seconds. You take over the subject of The Changing of the Guard, starting now.
In one sense, I suppose the England football team are going to have a changing of the guard, if you think of the goalkeeper as having that role. And David Seaman, of course, is approaching the end of his career. But if he does retire, he can go...
Wendy challenged.
I'm sick of football.
Well, you suck a roll.
People are listening to this because they want to get away from football.
So what is your challenge when the rules are just a minute, Wendy?
Well, he's deviating, going on about football.
Well, actually, Wendy, I've got to say, he's not deviating. You may be bored by it, and you may have struck a chord in this audience.
Well, I'll tell you what, then, Nicholas.
Listen, audience, we're playing just a minute.
That's really unfair of you, because that's a definite deviation.
No, it wasn't. There you may hate your football, and a lot of other people are bored with football.
Make them stop, Mum. They're frightening me.
I have to be fair within the rules of just a minute and say, Tony, it was an incorrect challenge, so you keep the subject, you get a point for an incorrect challenge, you have 17 seconds, but please don't mention football again, and the changing of the guard, starting now.
The guard stands in his little box, and the tourists come by and take photographs of him. Then, at an appointed moment in time, he exchanges with another one, who replaces him roughly in the same place as he...
Surely it's illegal to be replaced roughly in a public place.
So what is your challenge?
It won't sound like this to the listener, but he was stalling. I know he was approaching a moment of hesitation. Because he has his little flicky eyes thing.
Yes,
and he's
I know.
Looking out the clock as if to say, come on, help me.
Right,
I'm
could
fading,
see,
I'm fading.
You're sitting next to him and you were therefore closer to
I
observe
smell
this.
Fear.
And maybe that. Maybe that observation is correct, but technically, within the rules of just a minute, it was not correct. So he has another incorrect challenge, another point, and 3 seconds on the changing of the guard, starting now.
His hat sometimes catches on the top of the booth as he moves out.
Whoever is speaking in this game when the whistle goes gains an extra point on this occasion. It was Tony Hawkes. And Sue, it's your turn to begin. And the subject here, a lovely one, acronyms. Tell us something about acronyms in just a minute, starting now.
Acronyms are useful ways of remembering...
Tony Challenge.
Well, I think there was a hesitation there.
There was, yes.
I'm rather regretting this because I'm not very good on this subject, I don't think.
Acronym. It's horrible.
It's horrible.
I'm glad you
anyway,
it.
It's a toughie.
I'm going to give it a go and I'm going to do 56 seconds or whatever it takes.
Right.
Come on.
Acronyms is with you, Tony. 57 seconds starting now.
The North Atlantic Treaty Organization is an acronym. Only when used as NATO. Obviously, when you say those words, it wouldn't be an acronym. It would...
It was a repetition of when.
Yes, when, yes. You got it back to front and you tried to wriggle out of it, but it's bad luck, Tony, because Sue got in first. 46 seconds. Acronyms with you, Sue, starting now.
My favourite acronym is SPRM, the Society for the Prevention of Roger Moore. This is a society, I know.
Tony Chalmers.
Just enjoy myself.
Repetition of society.
Yes, that's right. Tony, you've got the subject back, which you don't want, and you have 37 seconds. Acronyms starting now.
When I was at school, I was a little lad. It was the right way to go about going to school.
Richie Challenge.
Sorry, repetition of school.
Yes, these tough subjects get a lot of fun. This is good. Kit, you've got a correct challenge. Still 32 seconds available. Acronym starting now.
Hawks becomes handsome, athletic, witty, kind-eyed stud.
Tony Challenge.
There's no E in Hawks.
Oh, is there not?
No.
I'm so sorry, listeners.
Tony, you've got the subject back, which you don't want.
You've got 27
seconds on acronyms starting now.
I was particularly stupid when I was in class and was unable to grasp the concept of an acronym. And a teacher sat me down, said, Tony, listen carefully, I will explain exactly how it works to you. And I did. I listened extremely...
And, Sue?
Listened.
You listened too much.
The first one was listen, and the second one was listen.
No, listen and listened. Tony, you've got acronyms. You've got 11 seconds starting now.
Light amplification by stimulated emission of irradiation is laser, in fact, and not a lot of people know that. Unfortunately, at last, I'm coming up with something interesting on this awful...
And Kit Challenge.
Deviation, it's very boring.
Actually, what we'll do, Kit, we'll give you a bonus point because the audience enjoyed your interruption, but it was an interruption. It wasn't a correct challenge, so he still got it. He didn't want it, but he's doing very well with it. And you've got another point, Tony, and you've got 1 second on acronyms starting now.
WATO, the world at one.
So the man who didn't want the subject kept going with it in spite of interruptions and has leapt forward. And he's got twice as many points as Sue Perkins and almost as many as Kit Hesketh-Harvey and Wendy Richard in that order. And, Tony, it's also your turn to begin. So it's backhanders now. Can you tell us something about backhanders in just a minute, starting now?
I've just finished watching 2 weeks of Wimbledon where I saw a number of backhands but no backhanders. And some would say this is a shame because if there were backhanders, perhaps we'd get a British winner. That's been happening for some time. I gave £2,000 in used £10 notes to Nicholas Parsons in brown paper bags before the show. And I'm hoping that as a result of that, I will be treated favourably in the coming seconds. And indeed, beyond that, should I continue to be participatory in this marvellous show, which I am enjoying so much and not doing quite badly in it.
Sue Perkins Challenge.
Grammatical, not doing quite badly. So basically beating around the linguistic bush.
Yes, that's all right, Sue. It's just English as we understand it and normally speak it. Deviation, right. Sue, correct challenge. 22 seconds, backhanders starting now.
Tony, what you have to realise is that just before this show, I gave Nicholas Parsons £500 in order that every single interruption I made was facilitated with one simple wink and a casual smile, which has become, of course, his trademark. The Silver Fox, as he is known, took my money, lovingly put it into his bacordroid back pocket and waltzed into the most beautiful environment here at the Drill Hall.
Lovely idea that I earn my living on this show from backhanders from the team, right? I'm going to hold them to this. Sue Perkins, you were speaking as the whistle went. With other points in that round, you have moved forward. You're only three behind Tony Hawks, followed by Kit Hesketh-Harvey and Wendy Richard. And Wendy, your turn to begin. The subject, reality TV. Will you tell us something about that in this game starting now?
Apparently, it's this Big Brother, which, thankfully, I have never clapped eyes on. How you can call that entertainment, watching a load of people living in some house and doing all their ablutions and other bits and pieces that they get on with?
Kit Hesketh, Harvey
Chanders.
What's that? Kit, you didn't win many friends with that one.
No, I'm sorry, I'm missing the look of the basilisk from the left hand.
I know. Kit is sitting next to Wendy Richard, and if looks could kill, I mean, Kit would be a dead man.
I love EastEnders, and she's magnificent in it, and long may she continue!
Well said, Kit, you brought back the smile to Wendy's face. And
little toady.
And so, Wendy, you were interrupted. You have a point for an incorrect challenge. You have 42 seconds. Tell us more about reality TV starting now.
It's almost as boring as those other things they have on the box about painting people's rooms and gardens. Aren't you sick of it?
Tony Challenge.
It's pointless painting a garden.
I said
No, be fair, Tony. Painting people's rooms and gardens. She was, in my mind, she established there were programs about gardening. Fair. I don't think it was a devious...
Do you know what? I was trying to be clever.
I know you were. And sometimes you succeed. But if they're going to get at me, I'll have to get back at them when they're right. Wendy, another point to you. When you have 33 seconds, you still have reality TV starting now.
There seems to be a severe lack of imagination when it comes to providing entertainment for the viewer.
Kit Hesketh-Harvey.
Repetition of entertainment, I'm afraid.
You mentioned entertainment before.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
So how you can call that entertainment, I do not know.
Right. You're so right. Yeah. Yes, I did.
Yes, right. And Kit, you've got in with 17 seconds to go, and it's reality TV starting now.
It's just as well that Just a Minute is not on TV, because the reality is that Parsons, to give him his acronym, is a practically alzheimiac, rheumatoid senile, obviously needing sedation.
So challenge in the middle of your...
Sorry, I shouldn't have challenged because I was enjoying that.
I know.
Well, there was hesitation.
No, the fact that he kept going, even though I would...
See, Nicholas is going to let him keep the subject just because he mentioned his name again, and he loves hearing his name mentioned on the radio.
No, I show you how generous I am, because I think he was so clever to try and get an acronym out of my name that I think he kept going with style and panache. So, Sue, it was an incorrect challenge. And, Kit, you keep the subject, reality TV. 4 seconds, starting now.
Regarding the aforementioned show which Wendy was on about...
Tony Challenge.
Did he say show in the last bit he said? Is that repetition of show?
Oh, I didn't know.
No, you didn't say show before.
Just a minute.
Just a minute, you probably didn't say show.
No, didn't talk about show.
It was a desperate attempt.
I know. You're all keen, I won't discourage it. Kit, another point to you. Another 2 seconds available. Reality TV starting now.
Reality TV!
Kit was speaking then as a whistle when gained an extra point, and others in the round, he's moved forward. He's now equal with Sue Perkins in second place, just behind Tony Hawks, and Wendy's caught up a little bit on all of them. Kit, your turn to begin. The subject is the tip of the iceberg. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
The best thing to do with the tip of the iceberg is to drowse it. Sorry, I've been eating too much lettuce.
I think there was a hesitation.
Yes, well, a deviation, collapse, a stumble, and so we call that hesitation. Correct challenge, Tony. You've got another point. You've got 56 seconds. The tip of the iceberg, starting now.
When the Titanic set sail from Belfast onwards to Southampton and then across the Atlantic, little did it know that there was an iceberg waiting for it with a very significant tip at the end, which it would...
Sue Challenge.
Isn't the tip at the top?
Well, and
I suppose it can jut out.
No, it's the tip is at the side. They always refer to the bit they hit. They call that the tip of the iceberg. It may not be at the top, because the ship wouldn't hit the top. It'd hit something jutting out,
No, I got as far as the ship not hitting the top, because it's not a plane,
but you did challenge for the tip being at the top. And the tip is the bit the ship hits, and so incorrect challenge, very keen, don't discourage it. 43 seconds, the tip of the iceberg with you, Tony, starting now.
The first 5 seconds of speaking during the minute in this programme seems to feel like the tip of the iceberg, and yet the iceberg is not that far away from your grasp as you continue speaking, filling.
Kit Challenge.
Didn't we have speaking twice?
Yes, we did.
I think we did. I'm sorry,
speak,
Tony.
Speak and speaking, I think.
Or was it speaking?
As you begin to speak.
You're a long
in
way
In which
away
case,
from
I
it.
Grovel
you begin
humbly.
To speak. You're quite right, yes. Tony. Yes, incorrect challenge. Tony, tip of the iceberg starting now.
If an iceberg could speak, it would be very interesting to know what it...
Speak before.
Yes, I did say that time.
Sue was listening well, as usual. Another point to her and the subject. 24 seconds. The tip of the iceberg starting now.
The tip of the iceberg can also mean the thing that finally topples you over into the brink of madness, the abyss, the terrifying heart of yourself. In this case, speaking on this subject for what must be now 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Please help me, God.
Kit challenge.
It, eventually hesitation, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. It was deviation. But she did actually hesitate as well, yes. But anyway, I have to give it against that. Kit, you have the subject. You have 8 seconds. It is the tip of the iceberg starting now.
A mixture of olive oil, anchovies, Parmesan cheese, bacon lardons.
Sue, why are you challenge?
How can that be to do with an iceberg?
You get your iceberg lettuce, don't you? Dress it in that and you get a Caesar salad.
If you
salad,
get too keen, Sue, and you challenge before they've established what they're trying to say, you can trip yourself up.
I feel I've been disciplined by you.
Right. No. It doesn't matter. It's all grist to the will and the fun of just a minute. Kit,
grist to the will. What are you on, Nicholas? Go
What's that?
On. Go. Grist to the will.
No, I said grist to the mill. Can't you hear?
No, you didn't. You said will. What proof is that water you've got?
I'll have some more of it. Right. Tip of the iceberg is now still with you, Kit. 5 seconds available, starting now.
You seize your iceberg lettuce in both hands.
Wendy, challenge.
Did you say iceberg?
No, he said it outside the game.
I said it outside, yes.
Pardon,
I'm sorry.
That's all right, no, that's right. We have to listen.
Don't worry.
There are 3 seconds still with you, Kit, on the tip of the iceberg, starting now.
It jutted out of the water above the proud Bering Straits.
Wait a minute, Sue, challenge.
Water before in the first section.
No, that was Tony had water.
Tony was talking about
He was on the water.
You can't forgive me how my mind's become addled. It seems to me I've been here all my life.
No, it has been a long time, but there we are.
I apologise.
And, of course, the heat gets to everybody. It's very, very hot in here, and it's a hot summer's evening, and there's no air conditioning. It can get to you sometimes, and people often confuse their words when they're overheated. So, Kit, you have another point because you had another incorrect challenge, and you've got half a second on the tip of the iceberg starting now.
The Tottenham Court Road.
So Kit Hesketh-Harvey kept going till the whistle went, gained an extra point, and with others in that round, he has leapt forward. He's now almost equal with Tony Hawks. He's 1 point behind him. He's a few ahead of Sue Perkins and Wendy Richard. That is the sequence, that is the order, as Sue starts the next round, which is My Gardening Tips. And I can say, Sue, you have 60 seconds. My Gardening Tips, starting now.
The best way to keep your garden uncluttered by weeds is to invest in US defoliant Agent Orange. This napalm-like substance can be dropped from around 10 feet onto your garden, ensuring that nothing grows either there or anywhere in your postcode for at least 10 decades. It's hard to come by, and admittedly, I had to sneak into a secret military installation to get hold of this gear, which strangely is not the colour of the fruit I mentioned.
Wendy, Richard, challenge.
Are you starting to hesitate, Sue?
She did hesitate,
darling,
at one point.
It was coming over the hill like a gibbering hesitant.
Right. So, Wendy, she did have a hesitation before
she
decided...
Yeah, I mean, it hadn't happened yet, but...
No, it did happen when you were trying to find out which establishment you went to find your napalm.
Yes. No,
so,
she's right.
Wendy, you have 33 seconds for my gardening tips starting now.
I don't have a very big garden, but I do love being out there as much as I can, never mind what size it is. One of my gardening tips is when you're potting up plants...
Kit Hesketh-Harvey's challenge.
I'm sorry, I was saving her blushes because this is a national treasure and we don't want to know what size it is in her garden. Hesitation, Chairman.
No, I don't think she hesitated. I don't think so. She started to giggle, but she still kept going. Wendy, you've still got the subject.
See, you get told off here if you look miserable. You start to have a laugh and smile and giggle and you get told off again.
No, you get extra points, Wendy.
Oh, extra points.
Extra points. That's what I've put your way.
Yes, because of his challenge. You know how to bring the smile to a girl's face, don't you? Right, 22 seconds, my gardening tips, still with you, Wendy, starting now.
When you're potting up your plants, put broken up eggshells in the bottom because this will crock the pot and it will help put calcium back into the soil. It's a very good one to remember that. Other gardening tips are, if you are dealing with slugs, good old-fashioned salt, that'll do the trick. Pour it down and wash them frizzle up.
So Wendy Richards speaking as the whistle went. And Wendy, congratulations, because not just talking the subject, you actually gave them some very good gardening tips there.
Wendy, can I ask, is there such a thing as crocking a pot? Is that real, crocking a pot?
Yes, with eggshells.
Yeah, but if you put the crocks at the bottom of a pot, some people say it's crocking a pot.
I found that very informative.
Yes.
Yeah, no, you don't bother about using broken bits of pot and china. Just put your eggshells in the bottom.
Right. Mm. And that crocks the pot for you.
Yeah.
Well, you can put a few crocks in as well, but it doesn't really matter.
Well, that's the whole point.
Look, we're not doing a gardening programme. This is not Gardener's Question Time. It is Just a Minute. So, Wendy, well done. I congratulated you on the tips you gave because they were very succinct. And good. And you're still in fourth place, unfortunately. And Sue Perkins in third place, only just ahead of you. And then Kit Hesketh-Harvey followed one ahead of by Tony Hawks. And Tony, they seem to give all the erudite subjects to you this week. Right. It's Icarus. Can you tell us something about Icarus in just a minute, starting now?
I know nearly as much about Icarus as I do acronyms. But what I am aware of is that his father was called Daedalus, and he was Greek. And they went out one day and put some wings on their arms, attaching it with wax in a very clever manner. They were very ingenious, those fellows. And then they jumped off a cliff and started to fly up towards the sun. But Icarus, what a fool he was! He went too close to that yellow, spheroid, hot thing. And what happened was that the stuff that was attached to his joint started to come away.
The audience showed their appreciation for the way you struggle not to repeat the word wax. Yes. But Sue, you got in first, right? And you have Icarus, and you have 21 seconds to go, starting now.
Daedalus the Greek was upset that his son had gone too close to the sun, S-O-N, and so S-U-N. What am I talking about? You have
Wendy
it
challenge.
Now, are you happy?
A repetition of S and N, if nothing
no,
else.
No, it's Wendy actually challenged
was it? I beg your pardon. Mm. Wendy, I'm sorry, my
sorry, dear. Sons. We've got our sons in
yes, we've got the sons. But it's we are dealing in the world of verbal imagery, so the sun, whether it's S-U-N or S-O-N, is sun, and that is repetition. So, Wendy, correct challenge. 15 seconds on Icarus, starting now.
Many years ago, there was a racehorse called Icarus, and I remember my mother putting £5 on it, and it lost. A clear case of being not too close to the sun, but certainly not close enough to the winning post.
Right, well, Tony Challenge.
Too close. Repetition of close. Close.
Yes.
Too close.
Yes, yeah. Right. Okay, Tony, 4 seconds. Icarus is back with you, starting now.
He plummeted towards the ground, tears in his eyes. Unbelievable!
So, Tony Hawk speaking as the whistle went, gained another extra point, and he's still just in the lead ahead of Kit Hesketh-Harvey, and then Sue Perkins and Wendy Richard in that order as we go into the final round. And Wendy Richard is turned to begin, and the subject is cheating.
Oh, and no.
I know it's a nasty subject to finish on, but I'm sure you'll have some funny things to say about it. 60 seconds available, starting now.
I see no point in cheating when one is playing games. I enjoy playing crib, and it really drives me daft when people come up and look over your shoulder and go, oh, you're cheating again, I've got the cards up your sleeve. I mean, I really want to pick the board up and whack them one with it, because what is the point? You enjoy the whole...
Kit Hesketh-Harvey.
Awful lot of enjoys, weren't there?
She did enjoy it before. In...
You see, that's the trouble with people. They hate to see me having a good time.
I'm sorry.
Oh, she knows how to win her audience. Kit, you got a correct challenge. You have a point, of course. You have 41 seconds and cheating starting now.
There's a lovely story about a wedding rehearsal where the male fiancé slipped a tenor to the vicar and said, can you leave out the bit about loving and honouring a...
Wendy, challenge.
Well, not only was it hesitation, but honestly, if you go into another one of those appalling jokes again... this is just right. A minute, not Variety Bambo.
Oh. Variety bandbox does date us a bit, Wendy. Yes, that does go back into the annals of the past. But
well,
still,
you used to be on that, didn't you, Nicholas? I used to listen to it when I was in my pram.
So, right, Wendy, in spite of your cracks, it shows you how fair and generous I am. You had a correct challenge, you had the subject back, you have cheating, you have 33 seconds starting now.
Cheating at all sorts of games, such as cricket or tennis or...
Sue challenged.
Two oars.
Oh, there were three oars, actually.
Too many oars.
We let two go often, but three becomes... repetition, which we don't allow. 27 seconds with you, Sue, on cheating, starting now.
Cheats never prosper, goes the adage, and yet I think you'll find that most people who cheat manage to back pocket huge sums of cash.
Right. Tony, challenge?
It was a mistake. I thought she repeated cheat, which isn't on the card, cheating, but she said cheat, so in fact...
But she didn't repeat cheat, she said cheating and then cheat.
Yes, I'm actually saying that I've made an incorrect challenge.
Oh, right.
But Sue gets a point and everybody's jolly happy.
You brought a very sombre note to the situation. They were all very tense for a moment, the audience. Right. Sue, you had an incorrect challenge, so you have the subject still. Another point, 21 seconds on cheating, starting now.
Once upon a time, I tried to cheat by selling Saints relics. Oh, and then I did it.
Now she has repeated cheat.
She has repeated cheat. And Tony, you got the subject of cheating with 19 seconds to go, starting now.
I saw some girls playing the card game cheat on a train once, and one of them accused the others of cheating. And I thought this was an extraordinary concept, and had a bit of a lie down afterwards because I was tired of having watched something quite so extraordinary in my...
Kit Hesketh.
The two extraordinaries.
Yes.
Well, I think it was an extraordinary concept.
It was extraordinary before, and it's extraordinary that you've got him with 2 seconds to go on cheating... Starting now.
He turned to the vicar and said, would you possibly...
Wendy challenged just before you got there.
He's done all that before. We're not having those sort of stories on
so
this
he did
program.
Repeat the vicar. So he did repeat the vicar.
He
so
did.
Wendy, yes, right. You've got him with half a second to go on cheating, Wendy, starting now.
Cheating is a terrible...
So, Wendy Richard... brought that round to an end with a flourish and also the show, because there's no more time to play, just a minute. So let me tell you that in the final analysis, according to the points in front of me, Wendy Richard and Sue Perkins, the girls finished equal in third place. But they were only just behind Kit Hesketh-Harvey. And this happened last time we were in the drill hall. Somebody was one ahead of somebody else, and that was this time Tony Hawkes. So Tony, you're the winner this week. So it only remains for me to say thank you to these four keen and enthusiastic and flamboyant players of the game. Wendy Richard and Kit Hesketh-Harvey on my left and Sue Perkins and Tony Hawkes on my right. I also thank Lottie for the way she helped me keep a score and blow her whistle. We thank our producer, Claire Jones, who does such a marvellous job. We are indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this game, which we all enjoy playing. And we are very grateful to our warm and hot and overheated audience here at the Drill Hall, who've cheered us on our way. From our audience, from our panel, and from me, Nicholas Parsons, goodbye. Tune in.
And you can join Nicholas Parsons at the same time next week.